way to clean your parents' laptop.
Okay. Now we'd like to introduce you to a guy who graduated from our high school last year. Cameron!
He's super hot.
That's Cameron.
He's super hot.
And look, his pants light up. iCarly segment,
which we call
Dancing with Karen! Now, let's take our first live video caller.
Here's Dana from New Hampshire.
Hello, New Hampshire!
Hey, iCarly. Are you ready to dance with Cameron?
Sure.
Hit it!
Oh, dance, dance.
No. All right, Freddy, next live video caller.
Okay, here's Roy from Spokane.
Dad, I got iCarly.
Hey, is that the iCarly gang I see?
Dad, back up.
Hello. What do you want?
Let me introduce myself. My name is Richard Blanton.
Wait, aren't you like a billionaire?
Not like a billionaire. I am a billionaire. And 3 years ago, I started a new company called Spacecations.
Oh, I read about that. It's a thing where people can pay money to go up into space, right?
That's right, little web girl. And to promote my company and show the public that space travel is safe, how would you guys like to do the first live web show from space?
You want us to do iCarly from space? Are you serious?
Yep. So you want to do it or not?
Well, yeah, we want to, but...
Good. Then let's make this happen. Now turn on the music and tell that dancing boy to light his pants up.
You heard the billionaire.
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
No, not yet. Hey, have you ever tried Oyster Mato?
No.
Worst drink ever! It's a blend of tomato juice and oyster juice.
You hate tomatoes and oysters.
I know.
So what made you think you'd like a blend of their juices?
I didn't think it through. It's Dad.
Dad?
Dad, hey, where are you?
Where is he?
On a submarine 2,000 feet down in the Pacific.
Cool. Tell him not to open a window.
Do not open a window! What? No. No, she's not going into space yet.
Gimme. Dad? We're just being tested this weekend.
Yes, I promise I won't go into outer space without your permission.
God! That helicopter's really close!
Okay. Love you too. Mwah! Here.
Hey, it's me. Have you ever tried Oyster Mato?
Did you hear?
What?
Mr. Blanton picked Sam up in a helicopter. They're on the roof.
We're going in a helicopter?
It's a blend of oyster juice. Oh, you don't care?
I have to go.
Hey, I gotta say bye to Carly. Yeah, law school's going great. Later, Dad.
You never told him that you dropped out of law school?
Daddy's very busy.
Okay, come on, we gotta get up to the roof.
Your mom's letting you go up in a helicopter?
No, but she's in Fresno for the aggressive parenting conference.
Lucky booger.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Later, Spence.
Yes. Okay, we gotta go.
Coming.
Hey, don't forget your brush.
Thanks.
If they offer you oyster mono, just say no.
Awesome.
Now, this is one of the main rooms where we evaluate people's physical testitude to see if they can handle space travel.
Testitude?
When you're rich, you can make up words. Now, pungulate your fruit bar.
What?
Pungulate it. There you go.
Mr. Blanton, I gave them frozen fruit bars and brought them here as you requested.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, aren't you guys from that web show, Exercise Rocks?
We sure are.
ExerciseRocks.com.
Get some!
Where are those morons here?
That's your competition.
Competition?
Only one web show gets to go up in space, so now we gotta test you to find out who can handle it better, iCarly or Exercise Rocks.
Get some!
Don't get on my nerves.
Nope. I got the whole place to myself this weekend.
Uh-huh.
I got a pizza in the oven, a season 4 of Girly Cow on DVD. Yep. Uncensored. Okay. Later, socks.
Don't have to holler, but we're hungry.
Yeah.
Hello. How'd you get the elevator to stop on this floor? Will you tell me your name?
Okay. Little girl. Oh, no. Let's not run up the stairs. Be careful. Okay. It's not your house. Who are you?
This chair is for testing a person's physiological reactions to the forces experienced during the initial acceleration, from the moment of ignition to penetration of the stratosphere.
So we sit in it, and it feels just like we're blasting off?
Yes. Thank you for dumbing it down.
So when do we start?
If you can't handle it, just yell stop.
No! I'm having a wonderful time!
Device will test your ability to maintain balance and equilibrium in the event of space disorientation.
Before we start this, is there anything I should know about?
No. No! Lubert, listen! Some little girl got off the elevator and now she's running around my apartment. I don't know who she is. That's why I'm calling you. Now, would you please? Ah! I'll call you back. Little girl, okay. No more running. This game is not fun for me anymore. Come on. Someone's gonna get hurt. I got hurt. Hey, where did you go? Girl!
What's happening?
And now, the most challenging test of all. You're going to be locked inside this simulated space pod for 36 consecutive hours.
Yep, just the three of you, some water, some powdered food, and a monkey.
A monkey? For real?
Nah, but aren't monkeys fun? Say monkeys are fun.
Monkeys are fun.
Open the pod. Now get in there.
Watch your step. We're not insured.
What are you saying?
They're not insured.
Shouldn't they be insured?
You will all be constantly monitored so we can see if you're mentally capable of living with each other in a confined space for 36 hours.
So, if we can all get along together in here for 36 hours...
And the Exercise Rocks kids can't...
They really get to go up into space?
That's for true. Now, before I close this door, you kids want to meet Johnny Depp?
Sure! Yes, really? Can we?
Nope. Good luck.
Okay. 35 hours and 59 minutes to go. Now let's make sure we stay calm and relaxed so we can...
Ow! You stepped on my foot!
Hey,
what?
Hey, ah. No, don't start.
Ow!
Don't start. Ow! Let's go! Let's go!
Everything okay?
Oh, yes.
Lovely. Thanks for stopping by. I can't take being in the space pod for 36 hours. How long has it been so far? 9 minutes. And keep it down. Remember, we're being monitored.
Now just video. They can see us. They can't hear us.
Hey, why don't you help me write the web show we're gonna have to do in here?
Because that requires effort.
So does mining.
Ugh. I just don't get the point of this test.
I'm reading about it now. They want to see if we develop claustrophobic astropsychosis.
Don't you just want to punch him so bad?
No. What's claustrophobic astropsychosis? Go what you said.
It's space madness.
Dun, dun, dun!
It's happened to some astronauts. When you're stuck in a pod like this and you can't get out, some people just lose it and go nuts.
I wish I had some nuts.
Yep. Here you go.
Not dehydrated powdered nuts. We have to prove we can all be in here together and get along, or we won't get to go up into space.
But she slapped me with powdered nuts.
Here you go. Yeah, 3% fruit juice. Now don't you want to tell me your name? Keep sipping, 1 sec.
Spencer Shea?
Yeah, come on in.
Thanks. You called to report a missing child?
Yeah, well, a found child. See that little girl over there? Wait, where did she? She was right there.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I left her sitting right here.
We have a 321 in progress at Kennedy Square. All units respond.
214 responding. I gotta handle this.
But the little girl was just here.
Look, if she shows up again, call the station, and I'll come back.
Ah! How did... Hey! Hey! Officer!
I have to go.
I found her! Please, I just need you to look at her.
She's here.
I just want to know who that little girl is and why she's not on my couch. I don't understand.
I do.
What do you think's going on?
You're a loon.
Well, you think I'm crazy?
Well, I'm not a psychiatrist, but I think you'd be smart to talk to one.
214, respond.
Later.
Hey, Sokka. Your uncle-in-law is a psychiatrist, right? No, I don't need his number yet. No! Give me his number.
We all good to go?
Maybe.
Okay. All right, let's do this.
I'm ready. Let's go.
I could use more light.
Oh, I think this might be a light switch. What was that?
You hit the auto fire extinguishers.
Here, maybe this is for more light. Oh! Cool, our beds automatically slide out of the wall. Yeah, cool. Don't worry about the possible injuries to my vertebrae.
All right, come on, let's do the show.
Okay. And remember, Mr. Blanton said we have to do it just like an actual iCarly web show.
So no stopping.
But wait, one question.
What?
Why are you so stupid?
Carly?
Sam, I'm curious. Go.
Recording to the hard drive in 5, 4, 3, 2.
I'm Commander Carly. I'm Intergalactic Sam. And this is... I didn't hit it.
Just keep going.
Okay, we're not actually in space. This is a test simulator. But if things go well, we might really get to go up into space.
Moon cheese, baby.
And now, guess what Freddy hooked into this control panel?
When did you start seeing this mysterious little girl?
I guess right after Carly left for the weekend.
Your little sister?
Yes.
And you love her very much?
Totally.
I don't think you're a loon.
You don't?
Not at all. This is very common. You love Carly, you miss her, and you long for the days when she was a little girl, always around you. So your subconscious mind has created another little girl to take her place while Carly's away.
Really? But she seems so real.
Our imaginations can be very powerful. But I feel sure that when Carly comes back, this mysterious little girl won't bother you anymore. I really have to run.
Hey, I really appreciate you coming over.
Anytime.
Thanks, Dr. Paxil. See, this is okay, because I know you're just my imagination. So I'm just gonna open the fridge.
Carly. Carly. Do you hear that?
It sounds like an animal eating. Supposed to have earth food in here. Give me some of that meat! I have the brisket! Give me the meat! Give me the brisket!
No! What is wrong with you two?
It's this cramped little pod!
I can't take it!
We're having space madness!
Well, stop! How amazing it'd be for us if iCarly gets to go up into space? We'll be legendary. Now, both of you, stay calm and go to sleep.
Calm down. Take a deep breath, all right?
No! I feel like I'm inside a woman!
Carly, calm down. You're gonna be fine.
Shut up!
So ends iCarly's chances of going up into space.
Who's there? Who's out here? Harley.
Hi.
You're back. Thought you weren't supposed to get home until tomorrow.
Sam's mom brought me home.
What happened?
iCarly's not going up into space because I freaked out and got us disqualified.
What did you do?
I smashed a window and fled from our space pod.
Aww.
And Mr. Blanton said if I did that up in outer space, my eyes would have been sucked out of my head and that'd be bad for his business.
He has a point.
Yeah.
Guess what you do get? A big old hug from your big old brother! Who's glad to see you? Nobody else.
What do you mean?
I just missed you. A lot.
Aw. And I missed your spine.
Yeah. All right. It's 2 a.m. You should get to bed.
You too.
Night.
Good night. Hello. Who are you? Space Madness.
Guess what's happening at iCarly.com?
Do you realize what's happening at iCarly.com?
Tell them.
I don't know.
Well, guess.
Yes?
Yeah. Guess what happens if you go to iCarly.com?
Can I win free food at iCarly.com?
No.
Can I get a hot boyfriend at iCarly.com?
No.
Can I eliminate my enemies at iCarly.com?
Yes. Wait, no.
But I can't do this funny, cool stuff at iCarly.com.